Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Well, if you really want to keep your back strong, or even if you have had previous back pain, back injury, what do you do to keep it strong? Do you have to go to physical therapy, or are there some things that you can do really at home and for yourself that will keep your back strong and hopefully prevent any of these painful back injuries that we've talked about? My guest is Dr. Michael Gleiber. He's board-certified, fellowship-trained orthopedic spine surgeon, so he is the expert. Welcome to the show, Dr. Gleiber. So let's talk about back exercises, back pain. The first question I have for you is to brace or not to brace?
You know, I think that bracing is a great option. I think that bracing can certainly help, if nothing else, remind us of proper techniques that we should do when we're lifting or when we're moving around in our daily lifestyle. So I am an advocate of bracing, particularly for low back soreness.
Okay, so if you have really a bad back, and there's all sorts of back braces on the, you know, market, and then we've discussed in a previous segment about anti-inflammatories and if you really need to keep taking those and, you know, when you would take those. But if somebody has a perennially bad back, a chronic bad back, are there some things they can do to help with pain management and to strengthen the back so it doesn't maybe get any worse?
Definitely. In fact, our last segment was so good, and so we got a little bit went a little bit long, but we can definitely parlay that into this segment. So we want to focus on our lifting techniques, because that's one of the most common reasons as to why we have back injuries. What we want to focus on are a few different things here that I'm going to point out. One of which is bracing, which we've already talked about. When we're lifting something heavy, we do think that bracing does have some benefit. Bending your knees and keeping your back erect, not bending at the waist. So that's very important. You want to keep the weight of the object that you're lifting as close to you as possible. The further away you put it from your body, the more stress you're going to be putting on your lumbar spine.
Because you're lengthening that lever, that, you know, you're bringing it way away. So you're telling the listeners to really keep whatever it is they're lifting right up close to their body.
Exactly. Don't lift anything with your elbows in full extension. You want to keep your elbows flexed, and you want to bring the object as close to you as possible, as you said, Melanie, already, to decrease that lever arm and decrease the strain. You never want to hold things higher than your armpits, believe it or not, if you can't avoid it. And you never really want to hold something that's over 20 pounds for a long period below your knees. That also is going to put a lot of strain on the back. And try very hard not to move or lift something that weighs more than 20% of your own body weight.
So you want to make sure not to lift things above your armpits, keep them close, keep your back straight, bend your knees, stick your tush way back out. Now, so that's proper lifting technique and very well described, Dr. Gleiber. What about things that people can do, you know, pelvic tilts, pelvic lifts on the ball, on their bed? What are your favorite exercises for the back?
Well, you know, I think that everything you just mentioned works. But I think in terms of the time we have for this segment, what do we do in our daily lives? Well, most of us spend time sitting. So I think the ball, which you just mentioned, is a wonderful thing to utilize in your daily activities if you've got back issues. What we want to do is we want to, first of all, not sit too much. Every 20 minutes or so, we want to get up. We want to move around. We want to go for a drink of water and, you know, whatever we can do to keep moving. If your chair doesn't necessarily support you well, you need to either adjust it or consider sitting on a ball. When we sit on the ball, we tend to use some of the muscles within our stomach to stabilize our bodies, and that then focuses on working the core. And our core muscles are really important. Our abdominal anti-gravity core musculature is very important in terms of taking the stress off of our low backs.
So doing some of these things really is the goal is to take that stress off the low back, the daily things that we do, you know, sitting at our desks and, you know, just going about our lives and working and sitting around. Now, what about exercise? When we're exercising, are there some safety tips you can add so that we don't hurt our back while we're exercising? Because that would be at cross purposes.
So, absolutely. And we talked about before how heat seems to bring more blood supply to the involved area, in this case, the low back. Whenever we're exercising, beforehand, we want to make sure we warm up appropriately. And this means going ahead and essentially stretching the muscles in our front section, our abdominals, and our core, as well as within our low back. And one very simple way that I tell my patients to do this is to stand erect and then bending at the knees, okay, and at your waist, and you can alternate between bending at the knees and at the waist, but not from the back. That's important. Take one hand and try to touch the contralateral or the other foot. So if I'm using my right hand, I'm essentially touching my left foot. And then if I'm going to hold it there for 10 to 15 seconds, not to the point where it's uncomfortable, but to the point where I feel a good stretch, and then I want to alternate to the other side. And if we do that about 10 times, so a rep of 10 for 10 to 15 seconds, that's very good to loosen up the muscles in our low back.
And so loosening up the muscles, does that help us to prevent injury? Is keeping flexible one of the key components?
Absolutely. We want to be as flexible as possible. We tend to, men in particular, and tall men, have tight hamstrings. And we think about when we're examining patients, how tight their hamstrings are. Well, that's going to put excessive strain on the back as well, because it's going to limit your flexibility. So that's why bending forward, again, not at the back, but at the waist, and stretching your hamstrings will help with flexibility and also a good technique to warm up with.
And stretching your hamstrings can be done in the way that you've described, or you can even, if you need to, put it up on a stair, you know, keeping that chest up, leaning a little bit. You know, there's a few ways to stretch your hamstrings.
Oh,
now,
definitely.
We have about a minute and a half left. Dr. Gleiber, give us your best advice now for keeping that strong back if we have injured it. Ice, bracing, kind of wrap it all up for us, if you would.
Yep. So if we have ever suffered from a back injury, we're keenly aware of how this can impact us. So what can we do to prevent it from happening again? Well, unfortunately, we can't prevent it from 100%, but we can make certain strides to mitigate the possibility of it recurring, one of which is developing our core musculature in our front section. Okay, that is very important, and there are various exercises to do that. We need to be mindful if we're overweight. If we are carrying excessive weight in the front of our bodies, we're putting excessive strain on our backs. And Melanie, I can tell you, it's amazing how many patients of mine who have had back pain in the past, if they lose that excessive weight in the front, their back pain goes away. It's kind of like carrying an extra bowling ball or a spare tire around your front section. It's putting a lot of stress on the back. NSAIDs are something we talk about, anti-inflammatories, Tylenol. These are very good medications. They do need to be prescribed in general by your doctor, even though you can buy them over the counter, because they do have side effects. So you don't want to take them for anything other than what the bottle says, and you should check with your provider beforehand. Ice is very, very good, and it's nature's pain reliever and tends to really decrease that sharp pain. Heat, as we talked about, is nature's muscle relaxant. It's very helpful, increasing the blood flow and getting rid of those back spasms and that tightness. And then lastly, bracing is wonderful as well, because it keeps our lumbodorsal muscles in our back as well as our core locked in tightly, and it also reminds us of our proper lifting techniques.
Beautifully put, Dr. Gleiber, and very succinct, nice wrap-up. You know, that's the best information from an orthopedic spine surgeon that you can get, and you're getting it right here on Radio MD. The show is Train Your Body by the American College of Sports Medicine. I'm Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.